This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The challenge of finding the right balance between work and family is nothing new. It's been a big social issue for decades now. Working moms and working dads as well, to some degree, trying to find a way to make everything work. Now, you throw in young people, teenagers, especially low-income kids who often have a whole load of extra responsibilities at home. Youth Radio's Joshua Clayton reports on the balance that young people have to find between home, work, and school.
For working-class families, there is no safety net. When elderly relatives get sick or kids need to be looked after, their responsibility often falls to young adults.
My name is Jonathan Anabo, and I'm 20 years old.
Jonathan Anabo helps care for his 10-year-old sister, Katrina.
Yeah, he makes breakfast.
Including some of the best toast in Alameda, California. Their dad died a year ago, and their mom leaves for work early. So Monday through Friday, Anabo fills in as the parent.
He drives me to school. He picks me up from school. Like, he supports me into what I do, but not being like a potato couch.
Preventing his little sister from becoming a couch potato requires sacrifices. Instead of taking a full-time job, Anabo works just 3 days a week. He only takes college classes if they finish in time for him to pick up his sister. And once, he even brought his sister to work with him.
I could have left her here, but I don't like leaving her home alone. I mean, what parent wants to leave their kid home alone? Who doesn't want to give him attention?
Across the bay in San Francisco, 18-year-old Alexandria Ferrey takes care of her three siblings. But she can't bring them to her job. She works at the baseball stadium, AT&T Park.
Yeah. Is that the ice cream or is that something else?
It's the ice cream flavor.
Teenagers work the cash register during a Giants home game. They're with a nonprofit called Juma Ventures, which helps young people with school and gives them a job. Ferrey is one of their success stories, and she knows all about work-family balance.
It's really difficult because you're in this awkward stage of trying to figure out who you are, and also, you know, you're trying to be the adult. You're trying to support all these different people.
Ferrey was raised by a single mother. She took the job to help with rent and food, and was like a part-time parent, especially to her 12-year-old sister. A typical day starts at 8 a.m. for Ferrey, then to work, then home by midnight, where sometimes there are problems waiting. Like this one time.
My sister didn't do her homework, so I had to do her homework with her, and then I had to do my own homework, do my chores, and didn't get any sleep that night and had to do it the next day.
She has one goal, be the first in her family to graduate from a 4-year college with no loans. Siobhan Riley knows that challenge. She's an economics professor at Mills College.
If they have major caregiving responsibilities and they have earning responsibilities, they don't have a fair shot at investing in their education.
Riley says many of her brightest and most organized students struggle to graduate. They're just too busy with job and family commitments. So how are people my age supposed to get this balance right? Choosing between investing in ourselves or taking care of loved ones? Riley says the answer could lie in a sailing proverb.
One hand for the ship and one hand for yourself.
Meaning that if you don't look out for yourself, you can't look out for your family in the long term. Jonathan Anabo has been manning the ship for quite some time. Does he want it to end?
I mean, do I hate this life? I think I've grown to appreciate it. Like at first, I wasn't all for it. I was kind of thinking for myself.
For now, he's putting his family first. And Anabo says it'll be worth it in the end. In Oakland, I'm Joshua Clayton for Marketplace.